It's possible to get an idea of what your future holds. That's according to Tirushai Puvanatnaranubal, author of Know Your Future.
The book allows people through astrology to identify their strengths and their weaknesses and learn the tendency that is going to happen to their own future, and also to modify in order to take full advantage, you know, of the strengths or weaknesses that they can modify.
Do you think it's a good idea actually to try and look at the future? Shouldn't you perhaps sort of live a bit more in the moment and take what comes up rather than trying to sort of control what's in front of you?
Well, I think if you know the strength, the tendency, you know, of things that are going to happen, if it's, you know, positive, then you can feel encouraged. If it's a negative, then you have to work harder. You have to find ways to get around it in order to lessen the chance of the failure. So I think everybody wants to know his own future, but people normally feel that, you know, they have to create and make their own future, and that is right. But, you know, to have a hint, you know, of the tendency of things that can happen, I think it would certainly be a good help.
Is astrology affected when we, say, discover new planets and things like that? Because those are planets that we haven't necessarily included in our astrological predictions. But nevertheless, now that we've got better telescopes, we know that they're there.
No, the new planets. In fact, you will find that the Hindu and Thai astrology only make use of 10 planets. Those are visible with telescopes. And the new planets that are discovered are too far away to make any impact. And also their orbital time takes too long. So when you try to use them to predict anything year to year, it's not that useful.
And in terms of the types of predictions you can make then, give me some examples of the sorts of things you could predict.
We have predicted, for example, that when I was writing the book early in 2009, that Angela Merkel would win her election in September, and she did. We predicted that David Cameron would become prime minister in May 2010. And this is not easy because the book was written in 2009 and the parliament could have been dissolved any time between that, right? But, you know, again, that was turned out to be correct. We predict that Sarkozy and Obama will win their second terms. We predict, you know, Prince Charles will become king in July 2014. Those are the things that people can read about, and I'm sure they will enjoy.
I must admit, I feel a bit sorry for the Queen if you're saying that Prince Charles becomes king in 2014. When you look at something like that, can you also look at, say, the Queen's chart and find that perhaps, I don't know, it's not curtains for her?
Well, the problem is, you know, for Thai astrology, you're not allowed to predict death. So we're not saying anything about the Queen, but we are saying that from the chart, looking at the chart of Prince Charles, as we said in the book, the tendency of him becoming king seems to be very, very strong in July 2014.
And can we predict things like whether the recession is going to continue or house prices are going to go up? Or is that not the sorts of things you can use Thai astrology for?
Well, those are the sort of things that are very difficult to determine because, you know, Thai astrology, you need a person to be born at a certain time. So when you look at, you know, the world economy or world situation, people always try to do that. And myself and my colleague would also try to do that. And we put it on our website, trying to predict the world situation year to year. But it's not entirely accurate. You know, it's sort of things that we have to still develop as we go along. But it's more accurate with the person, with the birth time and everything.
But I guess you could use it to predict who might win the next tennis championships.
We had tried that. The problem is, you know, we cannot predict that precisely about the birth time of the people involved. Of the characters that I had mentioned, you know, Angela Merkel, David Cameron, Sarkozy, people like this have a long history of their own lives and their own achievements that we can trace back. And so by tracing back, we can deduce the birth time should fall in around here and here. But, you know, for a tennis player, the achievement has been so little that, you know, sometimes it is just impossible to predict the accurate birth time.
And that's because generally they're quite young.
Also, that's right, yes. And they have not gone into politics, you know. And also, predicting something that has no exact date of term, like election in the UK where the parliament can be dissolved any time, it's much more difficult than, say, an election that comes, you know, on a certain date, like in France or in the US.
That's Tirushai Puvanatnaranubal. His book, Know Your Future, is published by O Books.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth, and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.